With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A spokeswoman for Congressman Ryan Zinke says he discussed national security, sportsmen's rights, and other topics during a closed-door meeting with President-elect Donald Trump at Trump Tower in New York today. Zinke spokeswoman Heather Swift says the two talked for about half an hour. She says American Indian affairs, land use, and land ownership also came up. No further details were offered. The Republican lawmaker was an early supporter of Trump and has expressed interest in a cabinet post. Swift declined to say if he's in the running for a particular position. An avalanche in southwestern Montana killed a skier over the weekend. Park County Sheriff Scott Hamilton says 55-year-old Christopher Peterson of Ketchum, Idaho, died Sunday while skiing with six other people on Henderson Mountain outside Cook City. Alex Marienfall is an avalanche specialist with the Gallatin National Forest.
We had a considerable avalanche danger yesterday with a lot of new snow and wind over the weekend. The group had skied the slope several times, and when the last skier came down, the avalanche broke. It ran through trees, which were likely what caused trauma to the victim.
The other skiers dug Peterson out within 15 to 20 minutes, but he couldn't be resuscitated. Sheriff Hamilton says that probes and an avalanche transceiver helped the skiers find Peterson. Conditions remain dangerous on Henderson Mountain, and Marion Falls strongly recommends that all skiers check avalanche conditions in their area, travel with a partner, and carry an avalanche beacon, a shovel, and a probe. A U.S. magistrate judge is siding with independent beef producers in their challenge over the way beef is marketed in Montana. Those producers, organized as RCAF USA, challenged the fact that half of the $1 per head federal tax on cattle sales collected in Montana is used by the privately incorporated Montana Beef Council. RCAF argued Montana producers are being forced to subsidize the council's promotions, which do not distinguish between domestic and foreign beef. U.S. Magistrate Judge John Johnston today recommended a preliminary injunction to prevent the Montana Beef Council from keeping checkoff money without prior consent from individual ranchers. Leaders of the state and federal agencies involved in managing grizzly bears are meeting tomorrow in Missoula and Wednesday, Nikki Willett reports.
Members of the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee convene twice a year to coordinate policy, planning, management, and research in the states where grizzlies live. Their goal is to recover local populations so that eventually the bears can be moved off of the endangered species list. The U.S. Forest Service's Ellen Davis is executive director of the IGBC.
They will be taking a look at the Yellowstone ecosystem conservation strategy. That ecosystem has done really well in terms of recovery.
The Yellowstone Ecosystem Subcommittee last met in November in Wyoming. There, 18 of 20 of its members okayed the new conservation strategy. Yellowstone National Park Superintendent Dan Wink, however, voted against it. The conservation strategy is not official until it is signed by the agency. The committee is hoping that this signing will take place in Missoula this week. That will take the bears one step closer to being removed from the endangered species list. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has said it hopes to formally announce its decision on delisting Yellowstone area grizzlies by the end of this year. The agency favors delisting, but there is significant public opposition to that. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's Attorney General's office is calling 60 days of jail time for a man who raped his 12-year-old daughter reprehensible, but says it cannot find legal grounds to appeal it. Spokesman Eric Sell of Montana's Department of Justice said today that prosecutors concluded that the amount of time issued behind bars alone was not enough to challenge the October 4th sentence issued by District Judge John McKeon. McKeon gave the man a 30-year prison sentence but suspended all but 60 days. A 47-year-old Deer Lodge woman has been sentenced to 14 months in prison for smuggling drugs into the Montana State Prison. U.S. Attorney Michael Cotter says former prison laundry worker Aaron Bernhardt was sentenced on Thursday. The Montana Standard reports Bernhardt is the second person to be sentenced out of the five defendants who've pleaded guilty in the scheme to distribute methamphetamine and the drug Suboxone in the Deer Lodge prison. Cordero Metzger was previously sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role. Prosecutors say Metzger arranged to have two women in Tennessee mail the drugs to Bernhardt between April and August of 2015. Bernhardt smuggled the drugs into the prison and gave them to Metzger's friend, inmate Ian Scott Barclay. I'm Eric Whitney.